This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about medical records. Questions over access to medical records are tricky, and for good reason. They contain the most personal information about us. The fact that this information is generally so heavily regulated can be a challenge for people who provide services for those who are homeless. Kara Cohen is a nurse practitioner in Philadelphia. She provides what's called street medicine, on-the-spot care. When she has to send one of her patients to the hospital, she makes sure their medical information travels with them.
I have cards that I just give to all of my patients. I like put them on them like Paddington Bear. And I'm like, when you get there, just like show somebody this so we can get some phone calls.
That sounds challenging, but at least Kara works in the same system. She's also a healthcare provider. But a lot of others who serve homeless people have no access to any medical information about their clients at all, which can be a big problem. Nicole Leonard has this report on a national pilot project focused on bridging those gaps.
People who are homeless often receive support services at shelters or from community organizations that work on housing issues. But when they need health care, they typically have to visit hospitals or clinics. Often, people need both types of services, housing and medical care. But Beth Sandor says there's a major problem. These two different systems designed to help people don't communicate, which creates issues for providers.
The people who work in those systems didn't know each other. They didn't understand each other's language.
Beth is the chief program officer of Community Solutions, a national nonprofit working to solve homelessness. Beth says when systems operate in silos, it can be really tough for people to get the care they need.
It's like a game of chutes and ladders that you complete two steps and then you get brought back to the beginning again. And it can be demoralizing for people, but maybe more importantly than that, it can be deadly for people.
In 2020, Community Solutions launched a 3-year national pilot project to address gaps in healthcare for people who are homeless. And medical records have turned out to be part of the issue. One of the pilot sites for the project is Washington County, Oregon, a suburban community on the western flank of the Portland metro area. There, healthcare providers and homeless responders are working to streamline the flow of information about a person's medical and housing needs between different providers. Ruth Atkins is government relations manager at Kaiser Permanente Northwest, a major healthcare system in the region.
It's figuring out, you know, the how we do it, what is the thing that we do that will have the most impact for our vulnerable patients and homeless folks in the community, and how do we do it in a way that each of our systems and regulatory frameworks allows within very complex environments, right?
Ideally, a homeless outreach worker would be able to send information about a client to a hospital system, sensitive private information. On the other end, health providers could then access that data to get a better idea of a person's medical history, their living situation, and current healthcare needs. Sounds straightforward, right? In reality, it was anything but. Ruth says the process of creating this data sharing agreement involved teams of lawyers and ethical experts on both sides.
I mean, we want to make sure we're protecting the rights and data of vulnerable individuals. So each system sort of default is to protect and not release and not share for good reasons. And yet, you know, from my perspective as a non-lawyer, non-expert, to me, it was like, how can we help people? And this is getting in the way of helping people.
When homeless outreach organizations and health systems finally agreed on a way to share information in a secured and protected way, Ruth says that's when they were able to take the next step of actually coordinating care for people.
We're able to look at their charts, figure out what their issues are, and then we come together every 2 weeks, a patient navigator, other person from the health system, and the homeless case managers for the individuals. And in a trauma-informed, person-centered way, we just huddle and figure out what is this individual's needs? Where is the system failing these folks?
Allie Alexander Sheridan oversees homeless response services for Washington County.
This could be something like someone has an upcoming cardiologist appointment that's really important that they make it to. This could be someone's currently in the ICU at one of our local hospitals. It could also be we're seeing that this individual has utilized the ED 40 times in the past 3 months, and they really need to get connected to clinic-based care.
For one person, it meant getting their medications delivered directly to the shelter where they were staying. Because coordination teams realized this person wasn't able to make it to a pharmacy 35 minutes away while working full-time. Allie says working closer together as partners in the community has improved both support systems.
It's also helping to educate our housing services providers on understanding why is assignment to a primary care physician important for individuals? What other resources are in the healthcare system that we can leverage?
She says the data sharing and conferences about individual cases have opened the door to a level of care continuity that really didn't exist before for this population of people.
We're coming together and we're saying someone has an upcoming appointment, or we haven't seen this individual since they've discharged from the hospital and they have a follow-up appointment coming up. Are you engaging with them? How can we get them connected to care?
Right now, the data and medical record sharing agreement is a one-way deal. Information from homeless response services goes to healthcare systems. But local responders like Allie hope this is laying the groundwork for a larger coordination effort where information flows both ways. For The Pulse, I'm Nicole Leonard.